Saida, thanks for sitting down with me.
Hey, Courtney.
So past research has shown the harmful effects of deportation on migrants themselves. What does this study tell us about the people who love them?
This research sheds light on some of the potential ripple effects of immigration policies, namely on Latino U.S. citizens who have a friend or family member that's facing deportation or detention. The study was published in the International Journal of Drug Policy, and researchers looked at patterns of dangerous drinking and drug use among American adults. So they found that Latino U.S. citizens who knew someone that was detained or deported were more likely to have unhealthy habits.
So what about the methodology behind the study? How did researchers actually set it up?
They created an online questionnaire, and they gathered information from more than 3,400 participants. The respondents answered questions about their relationship to alcohol and drugs, like how often they drink, how many drinks they typically had in a day, and whether they use drugs. The study compared these patterns among Black, white, and Latino U.S. citizens. Among the Latino respondents, almost 40% personally knew someone who was detained or deported. And this group was more likely to report psychological distress, and they reported higher rates of dangerous drinking and drug use.
Any idea why?
Well, the study suggests that this may be a coping mechanism, a way to handle the stress of knowing someone who is in detention or deportation proceedings.
What about Latino citizens who don't know someone affected by immigration policy?
Well, that's an important distinction. They were not any more likely than white respondents to report dangerous drinking or drug use, which seems to suggest that that personal connection to the issue is what really makes the difference.
You also talked with the head of an advocacy group that focuses on the intersection of race and drug policy. What did she think of this research?
I talked to Maritza Perez. She's the director of national affairs at the nonprofit Drug Policy Alliance. Perez says she wasn't surprised by what the study revealed.
Nobody's really talking about the trauma that people have to overcome or live with after having a loved one detained or deported. So the fact that there's actually research backing up what many of us have seen and feel day to day was just really validating in that way.
The study also talks about the mental health toll of anti-immigrant sentiment, things like raids, other enforcement actions. Researchers say this has all created a permanent state of emotional distress for some Latinos.
And this is just a small sample of people who were surveyed. Do we have any idea of how this translates on a national scale?
Well, it's tough to pin down just how many U.S. citizens may be affected. We don't know exactly how many Latino Americans have social ties to a detained or deported migrant. But those who live in mixed status families, where some family members are legal residents and others are not, often live with the fear of being separated from their loved ones. One report by the Urban Institute estimates that more than 5 million Latino American children have a family member that is undocumented. And Maritza Perez says when one person is detained or deported, that can ripple across their social network.
If they're a breadwinner, that could also add additional stressors in your life. So not only are you dealing with the traumatic experience of somebody being detained or deported, but you're also stressed about, you know, putting food on the table and keeping a roof over the family's head.
So the potential harm isn't limited to family members. The study found that dangerous drinking was even more prevalent among Latinos who had even a friend detained or deported compared to those going through the same thing with a family member.
Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Courtney.